The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
You're nothing short of magical and beautiful to me. I'll never hit the big time without you. So they can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine. 'Cause I am the mother of Evangeline. They can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine. 'Cause I am the mother of Evangeline.
We come in a variety of shapes and sizes and colors. Some of us grow in bunches, some of us grow alone. Some of us are cupped inward, and some of us spread ourselves out wide. Some of us are old and dried and tougher than we appear. Some of us are still in bud, and some of us grow low to the ground, while some of us reach toward the sun. Some of us feel like weeds sometimes. Some of us carry seeds sometimes. Some of us are prickly sometimes. Some of us smell. And all of us are beautiful. Oh, what a bouquet of people we are. What a bouquet of people we are coming here this morning in all our varieties and all our differences. Each of us brings something unique and something special to this time and place. Good morning, happy Mother's Day, and welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I'm Reverend Andrew Weber, and I'm so happy to welcome you to this, our Flower Communion service. If you've been attending Unitarian Universalist gatherings for over a year, you may have already joined in this annual service. And if you haven't been before, wonderful. Welcome to this special service. Flower Communion is a celebration of beauty and variety where we look at the uniqueness of flowers paralleling our own uniqueness. And the dual recognition of Flower Communion and Mother's Day reminds us of new life, reminds us of the need for tenderness and care for all of life. And there are myriad emotions about mothering and nurturing, running the gamut from positive to negative, from cultural expectation to unmet hope, and your experiences and your feelings about motherhood are your own, and they are valid and they are okay, just as are the feelings of those people around you. Another parallel between these two holidays today is the recognition that as we join our lives in community, we learn from those around us. We learn from each other how to be more loving, to be more caring, to be more understanding. We bring our ideas of our moms, present or absent, loved or conflicted, here. We bring our whole lives here, and we see the value in joining together. The symbol is that as we join our flowers in a beautiful bouquet, so we also join our lives. And you are welcome in this bouquet. Yes, you. Yes, and you. You are welcome. You who feel prickly, you who carry seeds, you who smell, you who feel like a weed, you are welcome here as we create a space this morning for reflection and meaning. And we're going to go over the logistics of flowers later. So if you're like, what do I do? Don't worry. We got it. For now, just hold on to the flower or flowers you have brought. If you've already placed your flowers in a vase, well, actually you haven't. No one has. I can see that. That's okay. If you haven't brought a flower or flowers or buds, that's okay too. I got you covered. There'll be a time shortly to retrieve one. But for now, let us join with Unitarian Universalists across the country and around the globe as we light our flaming chalice, the symbol of our free and ever-evolving faith. The beautiful flower on this beautiful tree has been given many names. Nothing that we call it can take it away from what it is. Beautiful, natural, blooming, and so are you, beloved sibling. They call us many names, but nothing can change who we are. Naturally occurring, beautiful, blooming. I am because you are. You are because I am. I love you. I need you to survive. We also kindle a flame for peace in our hearts and in our worlds. So please join me in the responsive reading as I light the peace lamp. May peace be with us. We're going to join our voices in our gathering hymn. And usually there are a couple flowers up here. So if you have extra flowers, raise your hand. And as we're singing, go to those people with extra flowers. You can keep your hands up. Go to them and get one for yourself. If you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot, I didn't bring one. Just go to someone who has extra flowers. Walk around. It's okay. We're going to start singing. So rise in body or in spirit and walk around to get a flower if you don't have one. For come sing a song with me.
Come sing a song with me. Come sing. So, the story of Norbert Chopic Flower Ceremony by Teresa and David Schwartz. The flower communion is a specifically Unitarian Universalist holiday created in 1923 by Unitarian minister Norbert Chopic of Prague, Czechoslovakia. It's an annual ritual celebrating beauty, human uniqueness, diversity, and community. First Catholic, then Baptist, Norbert Chopic and his family left Europe to flee persecution in 1914. He and his wife, Maya, joined a Unitarian church in New Jersey in 1921. For the same reason some of you did. Their children liked the religious education program. That's the power of our Sunday school teachers, and kids back there, that's your power too. When World War I ended and Czechoslovakia was independent, the family returned and Norbert brought Unitarianism with him. He founded the Prague Liberal Religious Fellowship, and in just 20 years, it had 3,000 members. Imagine that. So Norbert found that the traditional Christian communion service of bread and wine didn't meet the needs of his congregation because his congregation, like ours, had people who believed different things. Chopic turned to the beauty of the countryside, to the beauty of flowers, and in 1923 he developed the flower ceremony. He asked his congregants to bring a flower to church from their gardens, from the field, from the roadside. He invited each person to place their flower in a vase, and following the service, each person could take a flower from the vase, a different one than the one that they had brought. In 1942, the Nazis arrested Chopic, accusing him of listening to foreign radio broadcasts, and sent him to Dachau. Even through starvation and torture, he held a flower ceremony with the fellow prisoners, finding whatever flowers they could among the weeds of the camp. They testified to a beauty larger than themselves and a love that would outlive them. The Nazis killed Norbert Chopic, but his spirit, courage, and commitment live on today, and those qualities have passed now to us to make them real. What we are about to do is not a historical reenactment of something over and done, but an affirmation of our community with the generations of struggle for ever widening liberty. This flower ceremony is a gentle fierceness. I love that phrase. Which proclaims that in the midst of sinister days, there is always light of beauty. Today, we celebrate this ritual of solemnity and joy. And as Chopic asked his people to bring a flower and celebrate, so shall we.
Thank you, Preston. Let us now join in a creation of our communal bouquet. Take a moment to think about all those things which make up you. Your individuality, your strengths, your weaknesses, your faults, your accomplishments, and hold yourself in care, just as you hold the flower in care. Strive to recognize the beauty you have in yourself, the beauty you bring into the world, because you do. Your beauty shines out from your soul, radiates through the love you show to yourself and the love you show to others. And hold that affirmation in your heart. Hear that affirmation. You are beautiful. You are loved. Hold your flower and yourself in care and in awe. For those of you at home, continue to hold on to this feeling of worthiness, of beauty, and think of sharing it with others, with those far away and those nearby. You may reach out to your camera and virtually share your flower with us. And for those of you here in person, when you are ready, you can bring forward your flower and place it on the altar in a vase here as we listen to a hymn written by Norbert Chapek. There is some pain and sadness in the story of Flower Communion. Hence why we enter our service, our sacred space, with solemnity, with reverence, with mindfulness. For me, sadness in its very essence, in the fact that a service like this is necessary, right? That we need to take a moment and stop and say, you are beautiful, you have value, you are worthy of love. You are welcome here. Just over 100 years ago, this message of love was necessary in Dachau. This message of universal value was necessary. In 2025, we still need to hear that we have inherent dignity. We still need to say that we are worthy of love. For the past many years, I've participated in or helped to lead many flower communion ceremonies. And I was reflecting on that today. I have brought a bamboo shoot, which I talked about another service. I've brought a bamboo shoot. I've brought store-bought roses, wildflowers or weeds, a thistle blossom, stems from my garden or my yard, picked up last minute, blooms chosen through thought, through mindfulness. I have come empty-handed. I have come proud of my offering. I have come shameful of my contribution. I have entered this space joyous, sad, angry, despondent, happy. And my flowering, my flowers, my offerings, not only have they differed in substance, but they've had different reactions. I've had the blooms that I brought, not here, other places, been ignored, or actually culled and thrown away, literally. And there were times when the flower I brought was lauded, centered, or upheld, and others when it was ignored or overshadowed by other blooms. Now, as an embodiment of Unitarian Universalism, this service hits the proverbial nail on the head, right? I mean, our faith grants us comfort and challenge in equal, sometimes not so equal manner, right? Unitarian Universalism doesn't ask that we come perfectly composed with an undamaged heart, but instead it invites us to come with our true selves, with all of ourselves. And that's the comfort. You are worthy of love. But Unitarian Universalism challenges us in that same vein, because we are the ones who show the comfort. We are the ones who are called to make that faith real. What we bring to the altar of life is just as important as what our neighbor brings to the altar of life. We are worthy of love when we carry with us pain and when we carry with us joy, and so are those around us. The message of these blooms is manifest. You have dignity, all of you and all of you. Everyone and each aspect of everyone. You are wholly worthy. And we are the messengers of that holiness, right? We are the messengers, and we sometimes fall short. Our actions may not always feel loving. We might judge a bloom too harshly, right? I will say, if I have not already, I will say something that offends you. You will say something that offends me, if you have not already. And yet, right, and yet we can still come together in community with hope, with faith, that we can, right? We can express our pain, we can express our mistakes, we can still say, I am sorry. That's our embodiment. That's our embodiment of bringing our whole selves, watching as others bring their whole selves, watching in awe as the person beside us shares their beauty, so different from our own beauty. These blooms gathered here together are each of us, our souls, our pains, our smells, our prickles, our stalks, our colors, our tender spots. What a bouquet of people we are. And as we reflect on our own beauty and the beauty of our neighbor, I'm going to ask that we bless these flowers with our well wishes, but also with our joy, our celebration, our challenge, and our comfort. So in the space here, I invite you to call out any word or phrase or idea with which you want to bless the community and the bouquet. And online, you can use the chat, and Mike will shout out what you're saying too.
Beauty.
with all of the spoken and the blessings we hold in our hearts, we bless these flowers and this community. As an added blessing, I had this idea. I was like, you know what? This fits. This feels right. As an added blessing, I'm adding a bit of the water that we have gathered over the decades from our water communion, from our ingathering service. If you're like, what is that? Come in September, we each bring water and we collect it and keep it over the years and decades. This is so that we know, and very symbolically and even realistically, how this community sustains and grows these blooms. Thank you. With ministers, sometimes the ideas and the logistics don't line up, but we make it happen in community. This added blessing coming from all of us, coming from people who are no longer with us. Our next hymn is We Are by Sweet Honey in the Rock, sung by Yusei Barnwell and the GA Chorus. You're welcome to let it wash over you or to join together in singing.
For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. We are our grandmother's prayers, and we are our grandfather's dreamings, and we are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are mothers of courage, fathers of time, daughters of dust, and the sons of great visions. We're sisters of mercy, brothers of love, lovers of life, and the builders of nations. We're seekers of truth, keepers of faith, makers of peace, and the wisdom of ages. We are our grandmother's prayers. We are our grandfather's dreamings, and we are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are mothers of courage, fathers of time, daughters of dust, and the sons of great visions. We're sisters of mercy, brothers of love, lovers of life, and the builders of nations. We're seekers of truth and keepers of faith. We are makers of peace and the wisdom of ages. We are our grandmother's prayers. We are our grandfather's dreamings, and we are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are our grandmother's prayers, and we are our grandfather's dreamings. We are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are.
Good morning. Those of you who have been here before know we take special time each week, in part, to discover from one another who we are, who each of us is, what very close, personal joys we feel, pains we feel, sorrows we hold. And this is a time when anyone, whether you're here for the very first time or have been part of this congregation, this being for a long, long time, are welcome to come up, remind us who you are with your name, and to share that personal, important thing that, among other things, helps us to connect with you and you to connect with us. Please come to the microphone and share what's on your heart, in your heart, that you need to give to this community. Come. We often conclude this song with Spirit of Life, but today, our theme calls for flowers. I know this rose will open. You may sing along. You may listen and ponder.
The prayer we are sharing with you today is The Day of Many Flowers by Tess Baumberger, and it's a prayer in two voices. We all have those days of no flowers, just weeds. You know the kind I mean, the days when the damn sermon, report, or presentation will not manifest, and we sit in despair behind our keyboard, dramatically clutching our heads, if not wailing and gnashing our teeth. The days when the baby cries or the cell phone goes off just at the most carefully crafted part of our sermons, and we know we can't go back and repeat those dear words because that would seem just a little self-involved.
The days of too many meetings after nights of not enough sleep. The days of failed canvases or fundraising drives, or devolving battles we stupidly stick ourselves into, so then we must clumsily attempt to extract ourselves.
The days when the people we serve are snarky and we snark right back. The days when they behave badly and we dread pointing it out. The days of fearfully taking bold stances, speaking our truth to those who have the power to fire us, our hearts beating wildly while we attempt to appear calm.
The days when we behave badly and others rightfully act shocked. The days of our own mistakes that we cannot admit to ourselves, and the days we can admit our own failings. The days of criticism we take too much to heart, ignoring all previous and future praise.
The days when we simply cannot summon compassion for those who push our buttons, no matter how hard we try to do so. The days when our favorite congregants or clients, which we all hate to admit having, move away, and we want to pack our bags and move with them, or at least wail and wave kerchiefs from the curb.
Worse yet are the days when those beloved people become ill, or when we watch them die and have to hold ourselves up or together enough to support their grieving families. We all know those days of no flowers in our ministries, when the weeds rise up and seem to choke out the beauty.
But then there are the days of more flowers than the vases can hold. You know those days. The days when the sermon or report or presentation flows swiftly from your fingertips, and when you deliver it, people cry, or perhaps a thoughtful silence wraps around them in a holy moment of connection. Better yet, the days when you think your efforts produced nothing special or only dross, but people thank you anyway, and you know that somehow grace has happened through your clumsy tappings.
The days of fun and productive meetings where creativity is queen and much is accomplished in loving and thoughtful ways. Nights of long sleep and good dreams of better canvases or fundraisers yet to come, with budget surpluses or at least lower than expected costs.
The days when people treat one another as gently and reverently as the husband in the poem. Even when someone is snarky, even if it is you. The days when someone else speaks your truth before you can, so you do not have to do it and can merely nod. The days when you can take criticism with a grain of salt, and praise and positive feedback with a thankful, open hand.
The days when exactly the right thought, word, or action occurs to you at exactly the right moment, and you think it, or say it, or do it, and you witness something opening up inside of you, or in another person, or in the garden space between you, so that compassion flows in and floundering relationships flourish.
The days when wonderful new members or clients come to you, and you watch them and their lives unfolding, blooming into treasures you can keep and hold forever in your heart. The days when illness does not diminish those we love, and death does not defeat those who love them. When people take the lead of adversity and in alchemical places of their hearts, transform them into golds of wisdom, courage, and kindness.
The days when colleagues come together and share the heartbreaking difficulty and the heartbreaking joy of this work. When we watch as each other unfold and bloom in our ministries, bringing treasures to congregants and clients, as well as to our fellowship.
These are the days of too many flowers for the vase to hold. And may this be a day of too many flowers for you. And in the coming weeks and months, may such days grow in number and frequency for each of us.
In the hours of our working and of our resting, of our going out and our coming in, may we rejoice in the abundance of our blessings. So may it be.
Amen. Thank you, Tony. I add now these words from Norbert Čapek as a blessing. Infinite Spirit of life, we ask thy blessing on these, thy messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us, amid diversities of knowledge and of gifts, to be one in desire and affection and devotion to thy holy will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendship as one of thy most precious gifts. May we not let awareness of others' talents discourage us or sully our relationships, but may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the efforts of all of us are needed to do thy work in this world. Amen. It is now time to share in our flower communion. I ask that as you approach the flowers, as you approach the altar and the vases, you do so mindfully, reverently, with a sense of how important it is for each of us to address our world and one another with gentleness, with justice, with love. I ask that you select a flower different from the one you brought. And even if you did not bring one today, that is okay. When you take your chosen flower, note its scent, its particular shape and beauty, and remember to handle the flower carefully. It is a gift that someone else has brought to this community. It represents that person's uniqueness, their humanity, and they and the flower deserve your kindest touch. We for certain have extra flowers, so if you have someone in your life who cannot make it today, please take a bloom for them as well. And for those of you at home, please reach out and feel the presence of everyone connected through technology. We are with you, and you are with us. And although we cannot exchange physical flowers, we can exchange connection and care from afar. Maybe later today or later this week, you can take a moment and pick a different flower to bring into your household, reminding you of your beauty and your connection to this community. Let us now share in this holy ritual of uniqueness and commonality as we listen to We Would Be One. After the service, please come forward and take more flowers, more blooms for your mother, for a memory of your mother, for a friend, a congregant who can't be here, for yourself. We hold in our hands someone else's divinity. And as we part ways, we hold in our hearts the spirit of these flames, as in our hands rests the symbol of the connection, the symbol of the love we have found here. Let us sing the magic of imagination by which we know one another and learn the lives of eras gone by. Let us sing the magic of creation by which we build the world of our soul and teach its wisdom to others, young and old. Let us sing the magic of our lives together, holding and shaping by the movement of breath from heart to lung, all new life that is to come. Go now with singing. Go now with magic in your fingertips. Touch this world with life. Amen, and blessed be.